Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B. Hey.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
We are ready to party!
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Just class.
We are the one, the only official podcast for The Masked Singer.
Such a fun show.
I love it.
You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
All right, you guys, the party was raging tonight as Group A brought the house down.
So y'all ready for this?
Whoa! It's a party!
And a brand new wild card spiced things all the way up.
I'm on fire here.
We are here with the official Masked Singer podcast. That's right, to keep the party going strong. I'm your host, your boy Frog, a.k.a. Bow Wow.
Uh-oh.
Of course, you know this show would not be a show, and I couldn't do this without my main man, Brian Strickland. Brian, what's going on, my brother?
How you doing, Bow Wow? Party night on The Masked Singer.
That was one of my favorite movies growing up, House Party.
I loved House Party.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So monumental for its time, and we're still throwing House Party.
We are.
We're kind of back outside with the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
A lot of House Parties were thrown over the past year and a half, sure. Brian. I do know that.
Especially in Atlanta.
Most definitely. Shout out to Atlanta, all of our Atlanta listeners. Brian's definitely right about that one, all right? Now, you know we're expecting a big bundle of joy up in here when Larry the Cable Guy, a.k.a. The Baby.
Baby.
No, not the rapper, the baby. Our baby.
I love a good house party.
Okay. He will be joining us in the studio later on, but before we baby shower you with all the spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
You know we cannot keep them bottled up for too long, so if you don't want to know the juicy backstage gossip season 6 spoilers, you already know what you got to do. Just go somewhere really, really quick, but make sure you come back because you don't want to miss the show because Brian is just going to tell everything. Isn't that right, Brian?
I may have got an email or two from the network. They're like, maybe not sell so much, but I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Who is that?
Baby got eliminated tonight.
Take it off! Take it off!
Come on, baby! Who is this baby?
Legendary superstar comedian Larry the Cable Guy!
No way!
Are you not entertained?
We found out that it was Larry the Cable Guy.
Who we guess every season long. And Jenny and him are very, very good friends. So she was genuinely upset that she did not get this right.
That's probably the first season that you guys didn't say Larry the Cable
right.
Guy.
Right. We did a film together, and it still didn't click in there.
Absolutely. Jenny played my girlfriend in one of my movies. So when you came up with that wig on, I thought you knew. I thought, well, she's doing a trailer park girl. You know?
It's always like that, though. When we had Wayne on season 3, and then him and Robin worked with each other, he was
yes.
such in shock.
Yes.
And it is crazy, right? Because you feel like you've heard these voices before. We know these people. There's some type of connection.
Yes.
And then you don't even guess the person who you've worked
yes.
with or the person that lives next door to you.
I know. I'm going to give you a little spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Nicole Scherzinger
yep.
is convinced she's very close to one of these singers. behind the scenes. She's very good friends with one of these people.
Behind the scenes. See, Brian has me thinking in the studio today. He always has me thinking.
The wheels are turning.
Yes, always.
Speaking of baby.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, he just tooted.
Did you just toot?
We got to reveal your first impression of baby.
I don't really want to say. I don't want to say. But I will say this.
Okay.
If you think Ken makes the craziest guesses, what I wrote down on this paper wasn't even a name. All right, Brian, here we go.
Here we go. Baby's first impression guest, Bow Wow. This is big. I'm opening it.
Okay. He's opening it. Oh, man, I'm nervous. Oh, gosh.
And,
Yeah, he's going to think a third grader took this guess.
Ooh, I don't read. This isn't legible.
I know.
I'm going to have to give it to you, and you got to say, what is this, Bow?
It's a question mark. Listen, we don't write anymore, okay?
It's all typing. Text. It's true.
Making fun of my hand, right? Listen, you know it's bad when you hand over somebody a symbol and they don't even know what it is.
We officially have gone off our rockers.
Thank you.
No, it's a question mark because I don't know. I felt that the question mark was suitable for how I felt.
Huh?
I'm clueless. Like, Larry is too talented. He switches his voice. One Wednesday, comes back. Next Wednesday, he's Australian. The next Wednesday, he's talking like he's... It threw me all over the place. And I think the best guess was just to put, I don't know. So instead of spelling out, I don't know, I just gave you a question mark.
Not bad, though, because Nicole guessed Michael Caine. A question mark may be better than that.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Honestly, one of the most recognizable voices of our generation right here. And you fooled them all. It's such an honor to have you here. Such a huge thing.
We love Larry the Cable Guy.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, my God. He threw me off. I should have gotten that one.
Group A is back. We saw Bull, Hamster, Skunk, and Baby. The new wild card, it was a hot one.
Spicy.
A hot wild card. Chili pepper.
Oh, my gosh. No, that was so hot.
Okay? It's all right, I swear.
Tearing up a little bit.
Oh my God, I feel it in my ears.
You okay? Seriously, you okay?
Oh my God!
I told you it was real.
My tongue! What was that?
That's how we peppers get people to cry.
Jenny has a lot of heart for doing what she did live tonight. I wouldn't have done it.
Right? By the way, behind the scenes, that was no joke. That was a real pepper. We had to stop down for a minute.
Woo.
I don't know if you noticed, but towards the end, she's got a fan that she's just blowing on her tongue. We were worried we were going to have to call 911.
Brian, she didn't just take a chip.
No, she ate the whole thing.
When she bit it, I almost wanted to radio in or something. Like, yo, Jenny, don't do it. Fake it for TV, Jenny. I don't know.
We need milk for Jenny. We need milk. Where is she?
Get some milk for the baby.
Bring a fire hose.
Are you okay?
Oh,
get the milk.
Okay.
Get the milk.
Milk does it, Jenny. Good. Chug, 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 chug. House party. House party. House party. House party. Yeah.
Oh,
it was utter
man.
Chaos. And Pepper's just standing there on stage, whoever Pepper is.
Yeah, just watching her go through it.
Yes.
Beyond a seasonable doubt. That was amazing.
The best wild card we've ever had.
And then Hamster and Baby, of course, had so much fun making us laugh.
So good.
No telling what this hamster's going to do. Hamster's peeing on Nick. Come on, man. This is just so much going on. And once again, I can't express it enough. I'm sorry if I'm showing favoritism. I'm a fan still.
Yeah.
The Bull.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Bull, you are incredible. You are unstoppable. I feel like you can do anything and everything. You were singing in your high notes, your falsetto. You came, you said, what? You want a jump and a split? Shablam!
Shablam!
Oh, my gosh. You are taking us to new heights this season. Thank you so much.
Wow.
It goes from singing now.
The dancing.
Dance moves. Listen, the Bull is feeling himself. He's like, you think the singing is one thing. The dancing is what I'm really going to start. I'm getting off now.
Well, we have a lot of new wild cards coming up, and they're all great. But as of now, do you think it's Bull's to win?
As of right now,
I
have Bull going a long way.
Got it.
And I also have Skunk going a long way.
Okay.
I think the fans can agree with me. That's not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Bull says the secret weapon is his dancing. Reminds me of someone that I know who wore a purple suit and has green skin. I don't know who that person is, but just reminded me of them.
saying.
Yeah, you know.
Triple threat.
That's your word. Triple threat. There it is.
That is my word.
We're going to put a jar in the studio for every time we hear Brian say triple threat, triple threat. I'm going to be a rich man after this season, Brian. I promise you.
What was interesting is Bull yelled, "Free Britney." And to the side, I overheard a producer freaking out. She thought that would maybe be a too big of a clue, that the fact that Bull is yelling, mm-hmm. "Free Britney." So I don't know if it's somebody maybe who's related to Britney, who's worked with Britney, maybe like a Wade Robson, somebody who's choreographed Britney. I don't know. There's a Britney connection there.
I like where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it up in a minute. I'm just playing with you guys. I'm not Bull around. That's basically what Bull is saying.
Exactly. Jenny guessed Trey Songz and Donald Glover. Robin mentioned Anthony Ramos, which is a great guess,
mm-hmm.
because of the Carnegie Hall and the Hamilton clues.
Right.
And Nicole guessed Leslie Odom Jr., also from Hamilton.
A lot of Hamilton things, a lot of Broadway. I guess we just got to wait and see.
Yep.
I can sit and talk about Bull all day, but I'm not going to show any more favoritism than what I'm already showing. Let's move along. The Take It Off buzzer is still in play. Hamster performed crazy little thing called Love. Jenny loves him, as we all do.
You're a crazy little thing called Hamster who likes to party. I can't get over your cute little feet. Look at those little things.
Yeah.
Thanks to Hamster. It's so cute, man. Every little kid wants a hamster, a puppy. We get it.
Yes.
Lived in a huge city and worked with best friends in his 20s. This one was hard.
Yeah.
No one pops up in my head.
It's funny. They keep saying friends, friends, friends.
Right.
And at one point behind the scenes, Robin kept mentioning Matt LeBlanc from Friends. So they were thinking at first somebody from Friends, maybe a Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer. But that, for some reason, didn't make the episode.
Right.
Instead, on the episode, they focused on SNL.
Okay.
Ken mentioned Will Ferrell, David Spade, Jim Brewer.
Mm.
Jenny mentioned Rob Schneider.
Mm.
And Nicole said John Leguizamo because she was getting Latin vibes in the clues.
Mm-hmm.
Or even maybe a Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Because of the Bassett Hound.
Right.
He starred opposite Angela Bassett in Avengers. So we're all over the place.
Yeah. And this is somebody that's been in the business for quite some time.
Yes.
This is somebody who has been in this business probably since they were a teenager, what I'm guessing, just by the clues and the things that are being said. So this one's tough because you got to really dig deep and think back. Like,
yes.
I can't wait to see who Hamster is. That's just me, bro.
Yeah.
Enough guessing. I'm ready for the facts.
It's a great reveal.
Moving along, mm-hmm. to someone who I feel is definitely a threat.
Yes.
This is Skunk.
Chills, 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 Skunk chills.
And everyone is still standing and cheering for that amazing performance.
Unbelievable, Skunk.
Every time you get on that stage, you bring the stank.
There it is.
You put the stank on it. And we've had some of the greatest singers ever on this show. We've had Patti LaBelle, we've had Gladys Knight, but to me, this is my favorite vocalist that we've had in 6 seasons.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
Midnight Train to Georgia. Robin's favorite vocalist of 6 seasons. That's a big statement, man.
That is staying alive.
That's big.
Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, Dionne Warwick,
man.
Bow Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what you trying to say? What you trying to say?
I know. Leanne Rimes.
I'm not worthy. Yeah, come on, Robin. Me and Robin going to have a little talk.
We are in the midst of a young living legend.
I mean, who would want to be a skunk? I can't wait until she's unmasked.
Yes.
Because I want to ask her, what made you choose the skunk? Because you're definitely tearing up the stage. She's not stinking it up. I can tell you that right now.
What's interesting about this group, though, is only one can go to the finale of this
right.
group. So, and Skunk and Bull are really tied. How do you choose between those two? Plus, we have more wild cards coming up. So it'll be really, really interesting. Ken guessed Taraji P. Henson because she used the word empire and then there were cookies throughout the clues.
Right.
Jenny said Queen Latifah because of the gospel that was played on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in a movie called Joyful Noise with Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And then Nicole guessed Tamar Braxton because of the connection with Pufferfish. Pufferfish was in the clues.
Mm.
Robbins mysteriously was not mentioned.
Right.
And I believe on this episode, he brought up somebody, a great singer who's actually been in the news lately because I believe she may have gotten COVID. She lives in Atlanta, Kelly Price.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Price.
What do you think of that one, Bow?
I like that. Kelly can sing her behind off.
Yes.
Like I always say every season, there's a difference between singing and singing, Brian. That woman can sing. But that being said, I like that comparison, but I'm still going to stay on my first guess. My first guess was Faith Evans.
Got it.
For some reason, I'm getting this vibe from her. Tonight, it was kind of weird because I was about to stop saying it's Faith, and I found myself watching the show asking my friends, who is this, man? And then it kicked in again. I'm like, okay. I forgot. And I heard something. And I said, okay, I remember I already made my choice. But she was good. She almost threw me off. That's probably the only one out of this group that I'm really, like,
feeling pretty strong about.
Yes.
Got it.
I really am.
Okay.
The party favorite clue was the boombox.
Yes.
You know, our whole theme tonight was the party vibe, and
yes,
we're going to go ahead and keep the party vibing.
Absolutely.
About to get real hot in here now.
Make sure you strap yourselves in because things are getting wild. Whip it.
Come on, Ken, dance. Oh.
Not talking about the Nelly song. I'm talking about Chili Pepper.
Oh.
All right, wild card.
Speaking of Chili Pepper, you know what time it is.
Don't.
Gotta write that first impression.
Don't do it. Don't do it, bro.
Before we get into the clues.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Just pass me the pen and paper.
Right. There we go. Have now,
is this my guess for Chili Pepper, bro?
Yes, am I guessing? This is your first impression.
This is easy.
You know who it is?
I think I do.
Really?
I think I do. Look. I handed you the paper back.
I'm not going to open it. I'm not going to open
it. Don't open it. Save it. All right. Chili Pepper came out, did Jealous, killed it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We got a new contender.
Wow. I'm literally in shock how beautiful that was.
Nicole, are you okay?
That was absolutely drop-dead gorgeous and stunning. You don't need anything else with a voice like that, with a tone like that, with heart just wide open. I mean, as soon as you opened your mouth, I was like in awe. And that's what music does, it, right? It touches all the heartstrings and makes you feel, and it heals. So thank you so much for that.
Voice, amazing.
Yes.
Another threat. This wild card is special.
Yes.
That's what I believe.
Yes.
Vocals were intact, could sing, made Nicole cry.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the first time she cried.
It won't be the last.
I'm sure it's not. Just touched by the music. There was a Chiliwood sign.
Yes.
Went viral online overnight.
Yes.
We saw tic-tac-toe.
Maybe for TikTok star.
She's bigger than TikTok, this person who I believe it. You know who I believe it is?
Who is it? Who is it?
I want to just say it.
No, I'll say it.
All right, I'm going to say it.
Yes,
I think this could be someone who I've worked with before.
Ooh.
And is currently doing a new TV show in Atlanta. And I think this could be someone who played Cinderella. I just hear
Brandy?
Something.
Do you think this is Brandy?
I think it's Brandy Norwood.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's an exclusive.
You know, that's just my guess. I'm real cool with her brother, Ray J. I should call Ray right now and put him on the show and ask him, is your sister in Hollywood, perhaps? Is she doing anything involving masks?
That's a great guess. A lot of her clues were all about growing up in Hollywood, growing up in the spotlight,
mm-hmm.
and nobody was more famous than Brandy.
Correct.
Cinderella herself, you're right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, that's a great guess.
It was just something that I heard, and once again, I'm sitting around the TV with my boys, and I just said, Brandy? And they're like,
oh,
that's
good.
That's a good little guess.
I think we need to have a camera and called viewing party at Bao's house, watching the Masked Singer.
Come on.
You and your friends talking about the guesses and stuff. That would be fun.
I'm telling you, you gotta come too. And
I would love
it. You know, bring snacks, you know what I'm saying?
And I bring snacks.
You can even bring your work cheat sheet, right, and save. You can leave it right on my coffee table. You can walk around the house. Promise we won't open up your notes from work.
That's funny.
You know it's all good, but make sure you bring those with you, okay? Please.
Yes.
Do.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Who is that? Our guest tonight, you already heard him. Entertaining huge crowds is merely child's play. He might have been the new kid on the block when he debuted as a wild card, but getting us to laugh was like taking candy from a baby. The man behind that baby face turned out to be the Grammy comedic legend who is here with us in the studio. Please welcome Larry the Cable Guy, a.k.a. The Baby. Welcome to the show.
Did you mention two-time Grammy Award winner?
I got to go ahead and say this. You definitely had one of the coolest costumes of this season. I never knew that babies could be that big.
Cut the umbilical cord and release baby. That's a big-ass baby.
That is a big
wow.
baby.
Baby is definitely going to be in my dreams tonight.
I know.
Did you find it uncomfortable wearing a suit? Did you have any challenges?
Uncomfortable. If I would have gone any further in that show, I would have jumped off the hotel balcony. I couldn't move in it. I couldn't do anything in it. There's literally no choreography because I knew I couldn't move. I couldn't see. It was hot, so I thought I was going to pass out every 2 minutes.
I'm sure if you knew that it was going to be uncomfortable, you wouldn't have chose the baby. But what drew you to that costume?
First of all, it's big enough to put me in. For the last two or three years, somebody always thought I was a character on the show. But the year that really irritated me was people thought I was the banana.
That's true. For an entire season, the panel was convinced you were Bret Michaels, the banana.
Wow. Yeah. And I was like, how in the world did they think I'm a banana? I mean, serious. And I'm like, I'm too fat to be a banana. I would be a watermelon or something like that. And so give me something big enough to where I can at least be comfortable and it's not tight. It definitely wasn't tight, that's for sure.
And then, Brian, this brings me to my next question, man, because Larry definitely made some history. And I'm going to say it because we know Ken is always famous for his wild guesses and he's always wrong. But for the past two seasons, he's been on his job. But we've never seen someone have Ken speechless.
That is true.
I don't know what to say. That was great.
And thank you.
I mean, you literally made Masked Singer history. How did that make you feel?
I did notice that he was up there, and it did look like he was literally like, holy mackerel. Yeah. I could tell that he was completely like, how crazy is this? And the song that I did, I wanted to do the Flintstones operatic. No one's going to go on there that's an actual singer and do a stupid thing like that. It's something that you just walk around, you sing operatic all the time, and you turn stupid sitcoms into opera songs, because I'm not a singer, I'm a comedian.
Right.
I already won one round, which is probably a fluke. So the last thing I'm going to do is actually try to sing a serious song in a giant baby suit.
Now, this is what I want to know. Getting ready for a live show. We all know going into preparation how this thing is, right? What is the biggest difference when it's time to prepare for one of your live shows and then, of course, preparing for the Masked Singer, which a lot of people don't understand what really goes into this?
Bow, as far as being the same as what I do, stand up and stuff, completely different. The only thing that was the same was just the performance and the audience. You know, you're performing, and that's what I'm doing when I'm doing stand up.
Right.
But the whole process was just fun. It was unique. It was something different. And I'm doing something that I'm not confident in. Stand up, I'm confident. Singing, I'm not confident. So I just wanted to go out and be entertaining,
right,
do things that were different, and do things, of course, that were funny.
Who's the best baby? Who's the biggest baby? Who's the best baby? You're the best baby.
It was the first time that I ever did anything where I was pretending to seriously act like I was British. When I heard it, it's like, oh boy, I don't sound anything like it. But when they put all the voice stuff on it, you know, he was very pleased that a couple of them thought, well, he's British.
That's right. It was a house party on 8 wheels. I even got pictures of my kids taking a bath in the sink.
What did you think of the guesses? Hugh Jackman, Michael Caine, Bruce Willis, ooh, Jason ooh, Statham, John Travolta, Chuck Norris.
I think somebody thought it was James Corden. I wanted people to have absolutely no clue who it was. And I particularly wanted to make sure that I fooled Jenny. That was one of the reasons why I went on the show, because she kept picking me.
Oh, great.
And it was never me. And so my kids and everybody's like, hey, you should go on that show one day, because if you take your hat off and it's really you, it'd be hilarious. And, you know, yeah, good idea.
We said his name so many times, and now he finally showed up in a baby costume.
And everybody thought, here's Bruce Willis. Boy, what a letdown, huh? Look at that.
Not a letdown at all.
Amazing.
When I took my big baby head off, which, by the way, took a crane and 9 people, I focused in on Jenny, because Jenny's awesome and we've been friends for a long time. And I was so focused on just looking at her face like, going, I got you. You didn't know it was me. The look on her face,
priceless,
was worth the entire experience. No doubt about it.
She was so mad she didn't get you right. She was furious for a week. I swear to you.
I don't think she knew I was that musically talented.
It's so funny. In the premiere, Nick said, our singers this season have kissed Will Smith, which we found out later was Vivica Fox, Sean Penn, who we haven't found out yet, and then Jenny McCarthy, which was you. So all season long, Jenny was like, who have I made out with? Who have I kissed? And then as soon as she saw you, she knew it was you.
Exactly. I'm one of the few that got to kiss her in a movie, I guess. That's pretty good.
The privilege.
That's how my movies always were. You know, I was with this super hot looking girl. It's like my life now in reality. My wife is gorgeous. So it's like, as in the movies, as in reality, when I'm out with my girlfriend or my wife, they always look like they're a hostage. You know? It's like we should be on Sesame Street singing the song, huh? What one of these things doesn't belong with the other, you know? Here's why I know my wife loves me, though, because she married me looking like I do now. The good thing about marrying guys like me is there's not a lot of drop-off as the years go by. It's like buying a Kia, you know? It's a Kia, but it's not going to get any worse, you know? I hope you're not sponsored by Kia.
All right, Larry, let's dive into a part of the show that me and Brian love. This is when we throw games at our guests. I thought it would be fun to play Hit Me Baby one more time, and I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Now, all you got to do is hit me with your honest answers. It's that simple. If you decide to pass on a question, Brian will have to give us a new clue on one of the remaining contestants, which I hope you pass on all of them. Isn't that right, Brian? Because if that's the case, you got to give us a new clue. It's just that simple.
No, don't pass.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Here we go. First question. While you were on set, did you snoop around to try and figure out who the other contestants were?
No, I did not.
The man of honor.
Okay, now what's scarier, singing on The Masked Singer or doing your comedy show in front of a sold-out stadium?
Singing on The Masked Singer. Even though I'm masked, it's still scary. Plus, you're worried about passing out in a big baby suit, and that would really be stupid, you know, if I ended up dying in that thing, and I go to heaven, and I'm sitting around there, and we're all talking one day, and how'd you die? And the guy, oh, I ran into a burning building and saved 100 kids. How'd you die? Oh, I rushed a hill during the Vietnam War. How'd you die? I passed out in a giant baby suit. It's a long story. You don't want to hear about it. Give me another marshmallow.
All right. Now, this is my last question, Brian. I think this one's going to be the toughest one. You know, okay. You got to say the toughest ones for last.
Absolutely.
Here we go. What's more essential for a good tailgate? Good booze or grilling out? This is tough.
Ooh, that is a tough one.
This is tough.
If you're having a tailgate, most of the tailgate involves the food. When you watch all the pre-games and they do tailgates, the first thing they concentrate on, if they go to Baton Rouge or if they go to Ohio or Nebraska, they concentrate on what food is popular and what people are grilling out and eating in that area. There's Coors Light everywhere. There's only certain foods in certain places.
That's like the only thing I have not done yet was tailgate. I always wanted to tailgate. In Atlanta, Falcon games, they do it all the time. UGA, it's just such a vibe. You drive by the stadium, people are dancing, there's music, and there's nothing like smelling those ribs coming off the grill, the chicken smoking, sausage. I might have to come visit you, Larry. We just have a tailgate party.
Hey, let's do it, man. That's the best part about football season, the tailgate. I mean, we're the best part of the year right now.
And Brian, you know, I think it's time for us to dissect these clues real quick.
Yes,
before
please.
Baby has to get up out the studio. I want you to go ahead and do this because you know how it is with me with clues, all right? I always try to unravel them. We need Larry to help us understand more. So I'm going to go ahead and let you take this one over, Brian. Go ahead.
Some of the revealed clues for the baby was a deputy badge.
Right.
I assume that was for witness protection.
That's right. That was a movie with Jenny. Should have won an Academy Award. It was very overlooked.
I agree. Yeah, who's Colin Firth? Who's Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, I know, right?
And then the car, I think because you were a voice in Cars.
Yeah, I was the tow truck in Cars. Made it. I'm tough, made it without the tough.
And then the clue that really threw the panel off, and they were so fixated on it for 2 weeks was that you replaced Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie.
Absolutely. And you know what's funny about that is I did Jingle All the Way 2.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger did Jingle All the Way 1.
Yes.
But I also replaced The Rock and did Tooth Fairy 2.
And that's why we saw it too.
When you can't get the superheroes to do a sequel, obviously, you come to Larry the Cable Guy. I'm now in the works on Transporter 5.
Watch out, Jason.
That's great. There were a couple other clues, if you could just explain them to us. There was a White House?
When we were filming Blue Collar, we did a whole segment with a George Bush impersonator at the White House. So we actually went and did something.
Oh.
Okay. Now, you're going way back now, these many years ago.
And then there was one other one, the grill. Remember they came out with the grill? Yeah,
I have the Larry the Cable Guy Get Her Done grilling set that we sell my foundation, and that's awesome.
And then also we saw there was a report card.
There was a raspberry. I was thinking maybe that was for the Razzies. Have you ever won a Razzie?
No, but I was nominated for 7 Razzies.
Whoa!
And you know what stinks about that? I didn't win one of them. I always got beat out by somebody else, which means I'm not even good enough to suck. How embarrassing is that?
One thing I know, there's not an award that Larry has not been nominated for, man. I'm telling you.
That is true.
We're going to have to buy the neighbor's house for you, Larry. Just, you can store all your trophies and all your accolades and everything you got going on.
I was up against some of the best of them, too. I mean, I got beat out on a Razzie by Bruce Willis and Nicholson. I mean, a bunch of them.
We saw that you had got a fly video message from Michael Strahan, Super Bowl New York Giant legend.
Yo, big baby, it's your boy, Michael Strahan. I just want to say, do go out there, do your best, cry your way through the whole thing, but don't be so nervous that we have to change your diaper.
How long have you guys been friends?
I did the Kelly and Michael show. I did that show a lot. It was awesome going on that show. But when Michael took over, I met Michael that day. And, of course, I did a bunch of gap tooth jokes. You know, he's awesome. He's just a fun guy. He's super down to earth. And we hung out a little on the show and just got to talking to each other. He was great. Of course, he'd known me already from Blue Collar and stuff. And then I ran into him all the time. I'd be doing something. He'd be at it. Mm-hmm. But when I saw that he was at the American Century Golf Tournament in Lake Tahoe playing his first year, he came out and said, "Hey, Michael, how you doing?" And then, of course, we were doing this. So I figured, hey, it'd be cool to get Michael to do it. As always, as generous as he is, I asked him if he would do a little video for me. He goes, "Absolutely, man. That's awesome. Oh. I'd love to do it."
That's great.
That's great.
He's a good guy, man. That was nice of him to do for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Larry, we enjoyed you. You brought a lot of humor. You brought life into the show. One of my favorite costumes that I've seen this season. It was hilarious, scary at times. Loved it. We laughed at it. And I just got to say thank you so much. And I just want to let you know, you will be the baby forever. I tell all of our guests, whoever you were on Masked Singer, you will be that forever. So when you go to the store, the next time you tailgate, and they're not going to call you Larry no more. It's just the baby. Larry, thank you so much. Anytime you want to come back on the show and have fun, and anytime you want to teach me some accents, please feel free. The door is always open for you, my brother.
Thanks, everybody. Get her done.
Thank you.
Larry, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. This party has winded down. It's been so epic. I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. Thanks to Larry the Cable Guy for stopping by and my main man Brian Strick for hanging out as always. He doesn't really have a choice. I mean, he does, but
I do.
He just prefers to be here with his bro, okay?
Of course, man.
A huge thanks to all of our listeners. You, and you all around the world, because without you guys, we cannot do this. Join the party over on IG and Twitter, where you can find us at MathPod and, of course, at MathSingerFox. It's my favorite part, Brian. I love it. I just sound so important.
You know those
commercials?
Yes.
When they go, come on down on the number right now. You want to detail information? I don't know. I always feel like I could do that. Like, if I wanted an extra job, I would have been the VO, the voiceover person that does those.
Yes.
The official Masked Singer Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my family, my folks, my people. Of course, KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tune in to the Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox.
That was award worthy.
Man,
wow.
Listen, I'm coming for it. I'm coming for it, Brian. If there's an award on outros, yes, I'm lead candidate.
You are front runner.
Absolutely. Everybody, it's been real. It's been great. Thank you. Tune in next week because you know we're coming at you with more clues, more information, and more hot guests. That's how we're doing it. I'm Frog. It's my brother, Brian. I'm signing off. I'm out the building because traffic is looking real crazy right now. Brian, let's go, man.
Let's go.
Take off the headphones. Okay. Let's go. Okay. It's time to go.
Thanks, everybody.
Headphones
off.
Everybody. Bye. Who is that?
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.